Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello and welcome to episode 178 of Total Retail Talks. In today's episode, Executive Editor Joe Keenan sits down with Chris Brigham, Director of Omnichannel, and Michael Wheeler, Omnichannel Sales Analyst, both from City Gear, an urban footwear and apparel retailer. Listen in as they discuss how the company is using its mobile app to help generate customer loyalty, as well as the brand's use of mobile push notifications to communicate with customers. And now, on to the show.
Thanks for joining me, Chris and Michael.
Definitely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's good to be on your show. Thank you.
So I think a good place to start would be for you to briefly tell our audience a little bit about City Gear.
So this is Chris, Joe, and City Gear operates over 130 brick and mortar stores in the U.S., mainly in the South, Midwest, and a little bit into Texas and Oklahoma. And so we sell brick and mortar as well as online and through our mobile app to a wide range of ages and demographics. Mainly though, it's we sell coolness. So a lot of our main focus is males between the ages of 16 and 26.
So I would imagine that is an audience, and we're going to get into the kind of the mobile discussion a little bit. I guess I would imagine that's your audience is highly engaged on mobile and kind of is their primary communication device.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk then about the app in particular. So how are you using your mobile app to better engage with your customers and your prospects?
For starters, we noticed that a lot of our online traffic was through mobile to begin with. As a matter of fact, it wasn't uncommon to see over 70% of our internet traffic through mobile. And so offering a mobile app was just an easy choice for us because we knew we could make the experience faster, and we knew we could make the experience more tailored to the user. And we've been able to do that with ShopGate. We do some other special things like we have our blog posts and some other interesting cultural pieces that we do for, say, like our YouTube channel, and that we can host on that app. And then we can push notifications out to users, kind of alerting them of new content and alerting them when we have new product and when we have deals going on.
And then I was going to ask about, you know, sort of the timeline. You mentioned you worked with ShopGate. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the timeline when you kind of came to this realization that, you know, an app would be a useful tool for the business until you launched, and then kind of the process in terms of, you know, there's many providers out there. You know, what attracted you to ShopGate?
Well, for starters, we've been operating an e-commerce site for about 8 years. 4 years ago, we moved to a new platform, and we really saw engagement start to increase when we started using that new platform. And so we've just been growing it since then. And then about mid 2016, we started the initiative of, you know, investigating different companies that provided mobile app, and ShopGate was one that had a lot of the offerings that we were looking for. We through talking with them developed a plan, and you know, kind of went forward with that plan, knowing that we could get to where we needed to be through them.
And then I'm interested in, you know, you mentioned briefly some of the features in the app. So maybe you could expand upon a little bit about, you know, what you're offering within the app, and then kind of talk a little bit about how you're using it as a customer retention tool in terms of, you know, driving loyalty to the brand.
Yeah, so the app offers the user, you know, quick access to different, you know, aspects of our platform. So whether the user's looking for a purchase footwear or apparel, or they want to see what's on sale, we have a special segment that's just meant for big and tall sizes. And so we try to tailor that to our customers that we know, you know, through all the sales data that we collect through our brick and mortar stores, you know, what type of customer we have, what they're looking for, and, you know, we're easily able to provide that with the different widgets that the app has on it. And so, you know, we have a high engagement with that. We've had over 150,000 downloads, and, you know, we're able to see big gains in retention rates and even bigger ups in revenue since we started using it.
What are you doing to promote the app? And, you know, is it email and an in-store? You know, what are some of the different channels, social? You know, what are you kind of doing to get the word out about the app and driving that adoption?
So, yeah, we've tried to – we've gone through all sorts of directions. ShopGate's been great about providing us some help with marketing, and they do that through social. And then we also have done a lot of marketing through our social channels. We've also promoted the app in our stores. We've, you know, offered, you know, discount coupon codes and things like that to use on the app for first-time orders. And we've actually done some traditional marketing with, well, just kind of a business card size flyer that's, you know, instructions on where you can find the app, how to download it, and a coupon code to use to redeem and get a small discount. So we've tried a lot of different ways, and I think it's really had a good effect.
So in addition to the app, I mentioned in the intro, you know, the City Gear's use of mobile push notifications. So I want to talk a little bit about that. You know, so what are some of the types of messaging that you're sending your customers? You know, how are you determining, and, you know, who's receiving those messages? You know, how frequently are these messages being pushed out? Can you kind of, you know, give me a recap or kind of a little bit of an intro on what you're doing with mobile push notifications?
Sure. This is Michael Wheeler. So essentially on the e-commerce side of things, we have about one or two deals running a week that change out on a weekly schedule. So each week on the app, we push notifications promoting each of those new deals each week. So special offers, as well as like exclusive and, you know, high priority release content for new launch shoes, et cetera, we'll push announcements to let them know about the deal or the launch product that's coming out as those deals and launches are available. We also run kind of more programmatic push notifications. For instance, every day, anybody who's abandoned a cart on our app within the last 24 hours will receive an abandoned cart push notification, just kind of giving them a little nudge that, you know, if they maybe forgot about a purchase they were thinking about making, now maybe now's the day to make that purchase. So that's happening on a 24-hour frequency. Now it's not going to all customers, just those that abandon the cart. But I'd say about twice or three times a week for deals and launch notifications. Mm-hmm. And we've seen one push notification generate from, you know, $750 to $1,500 in return just from the push notification itself. So it's just a great way to keep the customer activated.
Yeah, are you driving all that traffic to the app, to the website? Is stores integrated with kind of those mobile push notifications as well?
Currently, we're driving them directly back into the app's funnel instead of to the website or anything else.
And then how are you tracking conversion on that? And you mentioned kind of the purchases being driven from those push notifications. Is it, you know, special codes that are being sent? You know, what's kind of the metrics there, conversion?
That's one of the great features about ShopGate is we schedule and push the content with the push notifications through their back end, and then they provide us with the reporting and analytics on how many opens, what was the open rate for all users, and the actual return on revenue from each individual push notification.
So that's a good segue into my next question in terms of business benefits that City Gear has seen from its use of mobile push notifications. You mentioned kind of lift in conversion, kind of the revenue generated. Do you want to kind of outline, you know, what you've seen in terms of business benefits?
Absolutely. So 2018 compared to 2017, we've seen roughly a 30 to 40% increase in online sales. And on any given week, sales made in the app could account for anywhere from 10 to 20% of online sales.
And the app, again, I think, did you guys mention a launch date for the app? Was it 2016, did you mention, mid-2016?
We went live in 2017.
Yeah, this is Chris again. So yeah, we were investigating, researching, and finalizing things in 2016, but we developed and made sure we spent some time refining things to the way we wanted, and we went live actually in the second half of 2017.
And have you found that the customers that are they're buying and purchasing in the app are tend to be your more loyal customers, rather, you know, that are coming back again and again versus, you know, the traffic that you're seeing to your site?
Honestly, I'd say it's kind of a mixture, especially on the weeks where we're running a pretty aggressive sale that might be app only, kind of trying to encourage more interaction with the app has gotten a lot of good general customer use as well as loyal customer use out of it.
And then my final question for you, Chris and Michael, is having kind of just, expanded upon the results that you've seen and you know, the success you've had with your app and your push notifications, what advice might you have for other retailers that are looking to drive traffic and sales via some of their mobile properties?
Sure. This is Michael again. First and foremost, the big key is just having a mobile app that users will want to go back to. So continuing to push compelling content each week on a regular schedule, continuing to have compelling deals each week on a regular schedule, and like I mentioned earlier, pushing app-only deals occasionally, just to really sweeten the pot for interacting with the app channel. And in today's competitive landscape, retailers really they have to play ball in the mobile landscape with e-commerce. And part of that nowadays means having an app. And I think our experience with the app has proven that to us, certainly. And push notifications are just a completely invaluable piece of our toolbox or tool in our toolbox that really allows us to speak directly to the customer frequently in a way that even sometimes social media doesn't quite activate that customer with. So really just consistency, a high frequency and engaging content that your user would want to interact with regularly, and just keeping them wanting to come back to the app.
From that regular cadence of content and deals that you mentioned, pushing that out, is that the term, you know, who's working that internally? Is that, you know, the marketing team at City Gear? You know, can you talk a little bit about kind of the internal process for pushing content out and, you know, how you determine when and what to push?
Absolutely. So we have a marketing team that is stocked full of great writers and graphics artists, et cetera, that are constantly building content, blog posts, graphics, videos, et cetera, for our website. And we're also putting those same great minds onto making content for our app and frequently pushing app-exclusive content so that we're giving you more of a reason to interact with the app, to read this interview or watch this interview or, you know, read more about a specific product spotlight, et cetera. But yeah, we handle it all internally through our marketing department.
Okay, great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Chris Brigham and Michael Wheeler of City Gear for joining me today and telling us a little bit about the company's use of mobile push and notifications, as well as the success it's seen with its app. Please take this opportunity to check out our podcast channel page, mytotalretail.com/podcast, for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher. But make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. Thanks, and I look forward to you joining us on the next episode of Total Retail Talks.